USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's still not clear exactly when, but the Kremlin's confirming the leader of North Korea will meet with Russian President Putin in the coming days. Top Russian government officials confirm the meeting will happen while Putin visits the eastern city of Vladivostok. It's unclear what the two will be meeting about, but speculation swirling around a possible deal for the North Koreans to supply Russia with weapons for its war in Ukraine. In return, Russia may supply the North Korean regime with military technology or vital intelligence. Ukrainian President Zelensky is emphasizing how futile he thinks it would be for him to begin any negotiations with Russian President Vladimir Putin as war between the two countries drags on. In an interview with CNN, Zelensky said all anyone has to do is look at how Putin handled Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin.
When he understood that a big part of society supports Prigozhin, what he did. He killed him.
The U.S. State Department is announcing a deal for a prison swap with the Iranians. On Monday, State Department officials announced that five U.S. nationals would be released from Iranian prisons in exchange for the U.S. freeing up about $6 billion in assets that have been frozen due to U.S. sanctions against Iran. Five Iranians being held in U.S. prisons will also be released. Republican critics say that's a mistake. An updated COVID-19 vaccine has been signed off on by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech have been approved for people 12 and older, but can also be approved for people 6 months to 11 years old for emergency use. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, a group of independent experts that advises the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, after the CDC director signs off on these, the updated vaccines could become available very quickly. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden took time later in the day and thousands of miles away from Ground Zero to remember those thousands lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. Biden recalled his first visit to Ground Zero shortly afterward.
I remember standing there the next day and looking at the building. I felt like I was looking through the gates of hell.
Biden spoke to military service members and others at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage late Monday. His travel schedule from the G20 summit too late to mark the occasion anywhere on the East Coast where the planes fell. The IRS is announcing new initiatives that will target roughly 1,600 millionaires around the country who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. It's what IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel announced Friday in a call with reporters. He said 75 large business partnerships are also being targeted for tax evasion. He says a burst of funding from the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act plus added artificial intelligence tools have helped point IRS resources in the right direction for this. And Coco Gauff's victorious moment at the U.S. Open ended with a heartfelt prayer on her knees, which went viral.
I was just saying thank you, and I understood like all the tough times were just to make that moment. If it came easy, it wouldn't be. I wouldn't feel as appreciative as I did in that moment. Clearly,
she became the youngest American, male or female, to secure a U.S. Open victory since Serena Williams did it at age 19 in 2001. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The smarter way to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.